This is DJ Frederick. Welcome you aboard to the Radio Thrift Shop. On Radio Thrift Shop, we embrace all forms of music and creative expression from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Music is the universal language. It's better than Esperanto. Okay, I have no idea what's in store for today's program, just like usual, but Radio Thrift Shop turns 40 today. Yes, 40! Woohoo! Sounds good to me, because I'm a decade and a half beyond that, man. At any rate, we're going to hear some music by a British musician named Bo.
She had to take a look to see her hair was straight, that her makeup was in perfect shape. And they once said she had a face to wake the dead, or at least she believed she remembered they had said she was something they had never seen. Creeping down the corridors, trying to hide her face, suffering some terrible disgrace. Avoiding the stares of the people passing by, refusing to give to the curious wandering eyes the pleasures of remembering the face they knew. When she was young, that her youth was eternal and never could become a thing of which she had to be ashamed. Now her face was full of wrinkles and her hair an iron grey. Her youth was in the distant past, a long, long time away. She never guessed it could appear so far away. See, her hair was straight, and that her makeup was in perfect shape. And they once said she had a face to wake the dead, or at least she believed. She remembered they had said she was something they had never seen. Thank you.
But if allowed just one possession, Back home again now.
Hills and LeBlanc, the tune called Airport Song, not to be confused with a title of the song of the same name by Magna Carta. That was from their 1974 LP, A Time Lost. And I just confused you, didn't I? And before that, Skylark with Wildflower. Jimmy Sviris with Seeds of Spring from his LP, Isle of View. And that is not WSCS's own Jimmy Sviris. This is a totally different Jimmy Sviris from an album that was released on Columbia Records back in 1974. We started the set off with Bo and There Was a Time. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Standing around with the Ronnetty blues, when you got no choice can you win or lose? I see it happening in every single town. Nothing to do except stand around. Cause nobody cares about all those long hairs. We don't want them hanging round our town. The weather's wet and the county's dry. When you got no wings, how can you fly? Two is a couple and three is a crowd. How can you stand when no standing's allowed? Four is a group and five is a guess. Six is the first and one is the last. A reason is just a lost cause. When you got no performance, how can there be applause? I'm getting tired of all this standing around. How can you find peace when peace has left town? When you got no choice, how can you choose? Just can't get rid of who's running at you.
Rob Abernathy with the Ron and Eddie Blues. Before that, April Fulidosa, the song called Sunlit Horizon. Prior to that, September with a tune called Stump. And we started that thrift shop set out with a band called Reverse Trip and their cover version of the Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to say hello to listeners on KART 94.1, Radio for the Creative Soul. Thank you for tuning in. When I named the program Radio Thrift Shop, I had a number of intentions behind it. One, of course, was to go into some of the music that has been played, or maybe not even played on the radio from the past 100 years of broadcasting and recording. I also wanted to kind of look at radio itself as a medium and some of its history. So that's kind of what we're going to do now for the next 15 minutes. We're going to hear a 7-inch vinyl single, which was released in 1959 by the Hallicrafters Company. And Hallicrafters was the first company to mass produce quality shortwave receivers at affordable prices. And they wanted to kind of clue people in to what they could hear on the shortwave frequencies with their Hallicrafters radios. So when you bought a radio, you would get this record that came along with it. It's called The Amazing World of Shortwave. Here we go.
This is the sound of adventure, and I am Alex Dreyer, your man on the go, here to escort you on a most unusual trip around the fabulous, fantastic world of shortwave radio. Through the facilities and cooperation of the Hallicrafters Company, world's most respected name in communications, this limited edition recording will bring you a new dimension in history, in current events, in excitement and drama, the likes of which you may never before have experienced. So please turn on your imaginary shortwave set and join me now as we scan the bands for the voices of adventure, new words and new sounds, from outer space to Little America, from aircraft pilot to rock and roll, from a fishing boat captain to genuine Italian opera. Every sound authentically reproduced directly from actual shortwave broadcasts you might have heard in your own living room on a Hallicrafters shortwave receiver. For instance, here is an event that made the front pages of newspapers all over America last year, the dramatic capture of a desperate criminal named Richard Carpenter, who had shot a policeman in Chicago, Illinois. Through a sixth sense, known only to the best of newsmen, a field reporter literally was on the firing line with police during the capture, relaying the entire proceeding with a mobile shortwave transmitter. Listen closely now, and you'll hear the actual gunfire and the excitement that follows.
Those were the shots in front of 2048 Potomac. They have him up there now. The police are all crouched behind the cars. You can hear them firing at him now. Is he on the roof or is he in the building? He's in the third floor of the building. Is it Carpenter? It's Carpenter. Time is 11 minutes after 9.
They've got him.
They've got him. They're bringing him out now. They're taking him out now. Get out of the way, will you? Get out of the way. There's a terrific crowd around him. The police are trying to make a cordon around this man while they lead him away. The street is full of people. The police are walking here. I'm next to an officer with a submachine gun pointed in the air.
Of course, incidents like that don't occur on shortwave every night, thank goodness. On the other hand, you can tune in on the regular police broadcasts, and they make pretty exciting listening. You've heard it said that the only way to learn a foreign language is to live in a foreign country. Well, maybe so. But if someone in your family is a language student, the next best thing is shortwave radio. Twist the dial a few times any night, and a linguistic paradise is yours. In fact, every language spoken by man. Spanish.
Voy a cantar el himno, qué rica bendición.
Magnífico, Loida. Es un himno muy adecuado para cantarlo en este programa.
French.
Mon âme et mon âme surabonde. Nous verrons l'or et l'azur. Les ciels glacés dessinent la vraie lumière.
German.
Rudolf Stockhaus, Ringhem, Bad Homs,
And if you want a new twist on American jazz music, you might tune in your helicopter's receiver to something like this. Whether time is critical to your business or you're merely fussy about details, Shortwave will bring you the National Bureau of Standards WWV exact time report periodically, 24 hours a day.
National Bureau of Standards WWV. When the tone returns, Eastern Standard Time is 8:55 p.m.
Everywhere we turn, we read about this modern air age of ours that thrives on a pace we earthlings can scarcely imagine. But with a helicopter's shortwave receiver, it's a simple matter to get in tune, so to speak, with the men who live in the stratosphere, the pilots, and the tower control men who guide them. And here's just a sample.
Miami Air Force 17 Niner 7, that is affirmative. Air Force 12678, over.
Air Force 17 Niner 7 for Air Force 12678, Miami, roger, thank you.
And here are some voices that were heard literally around the world not long ago when a group of radio amateurs aboard a globe-circling military plane talked to hundreds of amateur stations during Operation Worldwide.
W8OLJR Nautical Mobile, QRZ, this is Operation Worldwide. Around the world flight on military air transport plane C-54. 50564, calling CQ, calling CQ, calling CQ.
Yugoslavia calling, why you unable to? Certainly nice to hook up with you there from that worldwide operation you have. The name here is Mirko, Mike Ida, Roger King Ocean, M-I-R-K-O. Mirko is the name and location is Belgrade, of course.
The YU-1AD, W-8OLJ. Okay, fine, Mirko. This is the FBM 200 is the transistorized helicopter transceiver. W-8AW, are you still on there? W-8AW, go ahead.
Back to Earth again, down on the Gulf Coast, even a landlubber like me gets advance notice when the tuna fleet is coming home, if the wind's in the right direction. Fortunately, the canneries have much more accurate data, thanks to the modern miracle of powerful shortwave radio telephones aboard the boats. Most every night, you can pick up conversations like this.
Trying to do that. I mean, you could probably get a piece of inch and get it in there, and then you'd have to weld it pretty tight on the end of your drum to hold it to keep it from rattling around in there.
If you've tired of Westerns on TV, try the shortwave bands any evening for a different kind of live dramatic fare, direct from Laos or Lucerne or London.
How many times have you seen Morrison and the deceased man talk together?
I did not take notice exactly, but 2 weeks before the crime, he was too much friendly with him. I saw him every night when I came from my work.
You gave evidence at the police court?
Yes.
Did you say this? I had known the prisoner about 2 months. He was friendly with Baron about 2 weeks before he was murdered. I have seen them a couple of times talking together. Is that correct?
In the United States alone, there are more than 185,000 amateur radio stations. They are operated by doctors, scientists, mechanics, even housewives, ordinary folks with a boundless curiosity, a spirit of adventure, and an urge to know and understand and help their fellow man. In times of disaster or emergency, in wartime or peacetime, radio amateurs provide a lifeline of communications where no other can exist. Recently, for example, a man in Evanston, Illinois, answered his telephone one evening and to his utter astonishment found himself talking to his brother at the South Pole. The conversation relayed by local radio amateur Marvin Eichhorst. Listen.
Carl, I was just wondering, what if you tell me something about the camp life down at the South Pole in... By the way, how's your weather conditions down there, Carl? It's on the mild side here in Chicago. Come in, please.
First, I will start off and say, well, I'm
miles there from Chicago, down here at Low America. And Low America is located about a mile and a half or 2 miles inland. It's located on Canaan Bay on the Ross Ice Shelf. And we're on ice here. We're on ice that is about 800 feet thick. And the ocean measures about 2,000 feet deep under that.
And even on the amateur bands, the mind of woman is as wonderful and mysterious as ever.
Stay down there on Sanibel, over.
We stay at a perfectly wonderful place called the Island Inn, which we love dearly, and I think you would like it also. It's very simple. You wear shorts all day and then maybe wear a cotton dress at night. We get up around 8. We go to bed around 9. Over.
Well, it just sounds divine.
As man's horizons broaden, not merely to other lands, but to other worlds, his communications lifeline must broaden too. For without communication, man would be totally lost in this universe. On the 11th of November, 1935, a United States Army balloon established a world altitude record of 73,395 feet into the stratosphere. Its name, Explorer 2. Shortwave receivers for the home were virtually unknown then. Otherwise, you could have heard this amazing three-way shortwave conversation between the late Captain Edwin C. Music, world-famous airline pilot, Captain A.W. Stevens aboard the balloon, and a newspaper reporter in London, England.
Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yes, certainly.
How's everything going?
Well, everything's going all right. We're going down now. The altitude that we have at the present time is less than 30,000 feet now.
Hello, Captain Stevens.
Hello.
This is the Daily Telegraph, London.
This is Explorer 2.
Congratulations to you and Captain Anderson on your great achievement.
Thank you very much, sir. We're descending now a little too fast, and we're putting out ballast.
Oh, dear.
So I'll have to sign off, I believe, and get back to our duties. Thank you very much.
Hello, Captain Stevens.
Yes?
Just one more word. What about that rip in your balloon?
What about it?
Yes, what happened?
Well, we fixed it. It was a rent about 17 feet long.
Was it really?
Did that well, now, listen, you'll have to excuse me because we've got to get busy.
I hardly need add that man's progress in the quarter century since that historic event has been fantastic. The name of that gas-filled spaceship and the statistics are remarkably significant today. For in December of 1958, a new American Explorer, Explorer 4, was launched. And from a height of not 14, but nearly 1,000 miles, you could have heard on a shortwave receiver the most dramatic message of hope and faith in modern history. The voice of the President of the United States, President Eisenhower. From outer space to Timbuktu, from pilot to sea captain, from overseas news to music in Rio de Janeiro, the great events of history and excitement of the moment are yours with the twist of a dial. You're in tune with the world, the amazing world of shortwave radio with a Hallicrafter's receiver.
Amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, this era's most transient broadcast personality. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the super ability to sweep quarter hours with a single one-liner, travels from station to station in a never-ending search for a permanent gig. you'll remember last time, our hero was searching in his briefcase while on the board at WESE Edison 78, an all oldies station in Florida. He's really into the format of all old 78 RPM records, but just didn't feel right about the station manager's mandate about not being able to use his golden tones on the air until his voice matures, maybe another 40 years. As we join Flash this month, he seems to have found what he's been looking for.
Here it is! Oh boy, my Vitatone 78! Look at that, it's never even been played. I knew when I bought this at that rummage sale it would really come in handy someday, but I sure didn't know when. Oh boy, all I gotta do is cue it up and play it, and then it's really my show! Right after the jingle, here we go! Flash Frisbones on the air!
And Flash punches in the beeswax cylinder that has the station's jingle on it.
Edison 78!
And to the strains of his own personal copy of the Cheerfulness Boys doing Maggie's Flivver, Flash bounces up and down with the joy of making mid-mornings truly his own shift. Flash has never been happier until suddenly he hears the sound of the station intercom, the portent of doom.
Control room.
Frisbee?
Yes, Mr. Janarian.
What's that Cheerfulness Boys cut doing on the air? We pulled that from the playlist last week.
Well, it's my own record, and I wanted to,
I see.
I wanted to,
Frisbee?
Yeah?
Come to my office, please.
Okay.
It's an all-too-familiar scene next, as Flash is in the general manager's office. Let's listen.
I'm thinking of my own show, but gee, Mr. Janarian, honest, that won't happen again. I love the format. I like the people. Victor and me are going out for tea after my shift, and you can't fire me. You just can't.
Now listen, Flash.
Flash.
Whatever. Edison 78 just isn't the station for you.
It is, too. I really love it here.
I know. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but...
I'm doing real
it's
good.
It's just not gonna work.
Come on, give me a chance.
Look.
You're gonna fire me?
No, I'm not gonna fire you.
Oh.
We have a sister station up in Canada.
Canada?
Right.
I just got back from there.
Well, then you should enjoy the country up there.
It's cold up there.
They've got a nice format.
You mean the same thing as here?
No, it's not the same as ours.
Oh, what kind of format is it?
Well, they've got a WAP format.
A WAP format? Hey, look, just because my last name is really Frisbeoni.
Oh, I thought it says here your last name is Arnold.
That was another episode. Hey, never mind, listen. I'm not taking no ethnic slurs. You ain't gonna give me none of that stuff. If they play Italian music, you just can't go call them no WAP station.
Flash.
I mean, really.
Flash, now listen. WOP. W-O-P. It's an abbreviation.
Abbreviation?
Right. It means weather-oriented pop.
What the heck is that?
That's their format.
Why?
It's something that Nimbus Columbo, their program director, dreamed up. Now look, you can't stay here. We'll even pay the plane flight to get you up to Canada.
I don't know.
I like you, Flash.
Yeah, but you know,
maybe someday. The scene shifts now to Bim Bam Manitoba in the studios of Hi-Lo 2718. The program director, Nimbus Columbo, is speaking.
It's a certain bet that disco is dead. Now, Frisbone, tell me, what do people put the radio on for in the morning?
Well, news and...
News and... Weather. Right, you're hired. We just got our new call sign, and we're going to change formats at 6 o'clock this evening. Now, you can have the evening shift and lead off the new format.
Oh, boy, evening, my favorite shift.
Well, if you like it that much, I'll give you all night shift, too. You can work them both until we hire somebody else.
Well, I don't know about that. Hey, listen, what are we going to be doing here anyway?
Well, look, like I said, disco is dead. We're dumping the disco format at 6 o'clock tonight. I really got worried when I read in the Air Check Factory newsletter that disco was dying in Winnipeg.
Dying?
Right. And if it'll do that in a big city like Winnipeg, well, then here in Bim Bam, we're in trouble. Right? Well, yeah, I guess so. You know, it also went in Detroit and...
Now you got the picture, Frisbone. I mean, Disco is dying. You're definitely a man for the job. Now listen, you know, Studio B, you never heard of them doing no disco jingles, did you?
Well,
Right. Obviously, what the country needs is a format to capture the people's imagination.
Like what?
To pick up where disco left off. Now, I knew when I brought in that music director from Chappaquiddick that we'd be sunk. He insisted that disco's big, and he wanted us to stay with disco. I mean, now look, here in Bim Bam, all you got's one truck stop and a jukebox. There's nothing heavier on that jukebox than Johnny Paycheck. Country's big, but there's already a big country station in the market, so we gotta do something different. We've gotta give the listener music while giving them what they really want to hear.
Weather?
Right. Weather and music. It's a format I devised myself. I call it WOP, weather-oriented pop.
I heard that.
Right. I've brought in the weather wires from all over the world. Now, Frisbone, we've revamped the record library. This is going to be a hit. You're going to be reading about this for years to come.
And I get to start it all?
That's right, Frisbone. You're going to go down in the history books. At 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have this town dancing up a storm while keeping them informed with exactly what they like. Weather.
Well, I don't know if it's gonna work or anything, you know.
Now,
I mean...
look, Frisbone, no doubts. This is gonna be a hit, I guarantee. You just wait, 6 o'clock tonight, Bim Bam is gonna be dancing up a storm.
Right.
Well, does this mean Flash starts a new career? And what about Elma Gluck? Join us next month for another thrill-a-minute episode of Falling Flash Frisbone Radio Ace! Amazing recorded adventures of Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Air Check Factory.
All right, thanks for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We really went back in time there with the adventures of Flash Frisbone. And before that, we heard a 7-inch record that was produced by the Hallicrafters Company in 1959, introducing people to the amazing world of shortwave. This is DJ Frederick. I have one more tune as we cruise out of this edition, number 40 of the Radio Thrift Shop. This is a band from Australia known as Sweet William. This was released on a 7-inch vinyl single set by Matinee Recordings back in about the year 2000. Beautiful song called Briaris, Sweet William.